Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 5th. I think we're going to call it like Tune In Thursday or Thursday Tunes. I don't know. But today I have a special treat. My brother and parents were with us this past weekend, and my brother recorded a song for us that I hope will be an encouragement to you as we go about our day. We're continuing on in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 7 through 21, and Paul in this passage uses the image of a wild olive shoot that is engrafted into the olive tree so that the tree starts bearing fruit again. And this is a picture of us Gentiles being grafted in. But Paul warns us in this chapter that if we can be grafted in, so can we be cut off. And the idea of faith being so important to everything we do. Also, there's this undertone of like desire and longing for the Jews, all of the Jews, to come to faith in Jesus. Starting in verse 7. What then? What the people of Israel sought so earnestly they did not obtain. The elect among them did, but the others were hardened. As it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that could not see and ears that could not hear, to this very day. And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Again, I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. But if their transgression means riches for the world, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their full inclusion bring? I'm talking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I take pride in my ministry, in the hopes that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so also are the branches. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but tremble. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Before we move on, I just want to go back to verse 20 again, because I think it is so important. It's what Paul is preaching over and over again. They were broken off because of what? Unbelief. And you stand, what, by our righteousness? No, you stand by faith. Which takes us back to our first memory verse from Romans. Do you remember it? It talks about not being ashamed of the gospel. Why? It's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. This is verse 17, talks about faith. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last. Just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. So here I see three things we need to do. Lord, help us to continue to live by faith. Help us not to let that works righteousness kind of seep up in us. Another thing I think we need to do is pray for those who do not believe to come to faith. As we approach Easter, Lord, even in my neighborhood, Lord, as I do resurrection rolls with children, Lord, would you plant in them faith in the risen Christ? And then third, this is a call for us to pray for Jewish people around the world, those whom we know and those whom we do not know, that the Lord would, as Paul says here, somehow arouse his own people to envy and to save some. Oh, that the world around us might see us and the joy that we have in our salvation and want that very thing. Psalm 54 is for the director of music with stringed instruments, a maskil of David. When the Ziphites had gone to Saul and said, "Is not David hiding among us?" You know, these little introductory statements about the Psalms remind us of David's tumultuous life. He was hiding out from Saul. One time he went to the temple and they ousted him and they ended up killing the priests that helped him. There was a lot going on. This is a short psalm. It has 7 verses. Save me, O God, by your name. Vindicate me by your might. Hear my prayer, O God. Listen to the words of my mouth. Arrogant foes are attacking me. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. People without regard for God. Surely God is my help. The Lord is the one who sustains me. Let evil recoil on those who slander me. In your faithfulness, destroy them. I will sacrifice a freewill offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. My brother is going to sing for us his rendition of Amazing Grace today. A good reminder for all of us, the wretched state that we are in apart from Christ. But as the psalmist reminds us, surely God is our help. And as believers, the Lord is the one who sustains us. As Wayne preached this past Sunday, the Holy Spirit is at work in you, transforming you. I pray verse 7 over you, whatever troubles you today, that the Lord would deliver you from your troubles. And that according to verse 6, we would praise the name of the Lord together, for he is good. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves a wretch like me. Well, I once was lost, but now was blind, but now I see.
And here's one from Bible Club on Monday at my house where Matthew did a little friendly competition with them.
He's alive.
He's alive.
All right, now the floor. He's alive.
He's alive.
So far, what y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna let him win?
No!
Okay. All right, here we go. He's alive.
He's alive.